Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. Kyle Quinn, of course, behind the glass. 215-592-9494. We got a big week ahead of us here. NFL draft on Thursday night. The baseball team is red hot as I sit next to Mr. Baseball here in Philadelphia. And, of course, yeah, we'll get to that. Of course, we had ourselves a disappointing Saturday night and what I would call a must-win tonight. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
Hey, y'all, boba tea is nasty. Boba tea with the little balls.
I haven't had it, but I've seen a lot of people have
it.
Yeah,
that's nasty.
You try it?
Yeah,
okay.
Nasty.
See, this is why Hugh doesn't like to try things. Nasty.
Nasty.
All right. I'm glad we have the Daily Douglas under our belt here. And hopefully get a win under our belt tonight up in Madison Square Garden. Saturday, Hugh, that was frustrating because the Sixers had moments in that game early on and then the third quarter where they looked like the far better team. They just looked like the far better team. And then it got away from them. A lot of stuff you could have predicted. The Knicks role players are going to play with energy and toughness. That's who they are. They're kind of a try-hard, Tom Thibodeau kind of team. Not surprised that they played that way. But the Sixers, I thought, kept Jalen Brunson in check. Tyrese Maxey showed up. They got some good things. Lowry had a big game. Unfortunately, their rebounding on Saturday was horrendous. The Knicks just out-hustled them the entire game on the boards. And then, of course, Hugh, the big thing is Joel Embiid and the kind of the Jekyll and Hyde game we had Saturday. Because early on, Hugh, it felt like, man, he's going to have his best playoff game ever. I mean, he dominated that first quarter. And then the dunk he goes up for late in the second. And Hugh, it just never felt he was the same after that physically. He couldn't jump as much. And here we go again. Uncertainty with Joel as we go into tonight. Hugh, they got to win this game tonight. They need to win this game tonight.
Yeah, and then you talk about Josh Hart. Josh Hart had a banner night. The other night, he got 22 points.
Yep.
He was shooting the lights out the thing. I think a lot of times, well, for Joel Embiid in particular, I think he has to learn how to trust his body. You know, when he went down, I did what everybody else did, and I went immediately to Twitter, and a lot of people were upset. Some people were upset. Some people were disappointed because it felt like more of the same. But he was able to finish the game, which was a great sign. Didn't look, to your point, didn't look like he did in that first half, but I think part of that is because Joel Embiid doesn't trust his body yet. He has to learn how to trust his body, Joe, in order to get past this. He's not going to be 100%. He needs to realize that. And let me see the best way I can say that. He needs to know that there's going to be some clicking and popping. Like, what is that? John called it last week, crepitus. There's going to be some crepitus in his knee.
Scar tissue?
Yeah. He has to learn how to play through that. He really does.
Well, you said people were frustrated because it was more of the same, because we see this every year. At some point, Joel's body fails him, and he fails, and the Sixers fail. It's the story of every postseason, and we're hoping this one is different, and there are reasons to believe they could still win this series. I do believe tonight is a must-win. They cannot come home down 0-2. I mean, they could get back in the series, but if you want them to win the series, which we all do, they got to win tonight. And here's where I'm at on Embiid, 215-592-9494. They need more out of him. And I know there's always a sentiment of people want to say, well, give Joel slack. He's playing through this. He's playing through that. I get it. I understand he's not 100%, but that's the story of every postseason. They need more. The only way they win this series, in my eye, is if he plays better than he did the other night. Okay, he had 8 rebounds in 37 minutes. Let me say that again. 8 rebounds in 37 minutes on the floor. I thought the final sequence of the game was perfectly encapsulated by Josh Hart jumping over him for a rebound. Josh Hart should never jump over Joel Embiid for a rebound. He was 2 of 11 when guarded by Mitchell Robinson, a big that's going to obviously be physical with him this entire series. In the fourth quarter on Saturday night, Joel Embiid was 0 of 5 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3, and had 0 rebounds. 0 of 5, 0 of 2, 0 rebounds. This is now 9 straight playoff games. He shot under 50%. Is it too much for me to ask Joel Embiid to be the MVP of the regular season in the playoffs?
No, I don't think so.
But he doesn't play like that.
I think what happened was this, Joe. I think when he made that monster dunk, that dunk was phenomenal, by the way.
No, it was silly.
It was silly. No,
it was silly.
The outcome made you wonder why he did
the
it in the moment.
The decision was silly.
But that was a momentum change. If he would have stayed up and he would have felt comfortable, that would have probably been a momentum changer right there. I think that's what he was trying to do. And it's unfortunate that for him, that when he made that monster play, that his knee did whatever it did, and he got intimidated by it. I mean, it's one of those things like, listen, I'm not making any excuses for Joel Embiid and his playoff history. But I do know what it's like to be hurt and try to trust your body in moments where you feel like your body's going to fail. Now, a part of that, I think, it's for him psychological. He has to get over it because I think that the docs are telling him, they're probably in the locker room telling him, like, listen, man, the knee is repaired. You're not going to hurt yourself. And he just has to get stronger and trust his body. This is the best version of Joel Embiid that we're going to get. And I feel like this is a version of Joel Embiid that we have that we can win with. He just has to trust his body.
Yeah, see, that's where we differ on this. If this is the best version, if this is all he's got, I don't think they win this series. I don't think they get past the Knicks if this is who Joel is. Now, if he's more of the Joel of the first quarter, if he's more of the Joel of the fourth quarter against the Heat, yeah, that's because that's the best player of all the players in this series. We all know that. He could be clearly the best player. But there's too many times where he's not. And I thought when he – and Hugh, you're right. He's got to trust his knee. But, man, if he's not mentally and physically all there, I don't see how they get this done. Like, we can't ask for another Batum game. Like, we didn't get that, right? He had 3 points on Saturday. This is what role players are going to do. They're going to go up. They're going to go down. They're not going to be consistent. Maxi and Embiid got to drive the bus here. And I thought Maxi played well on Saturday. And Embiid had one great quarter, and then it got very shaky. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard. Can the Sixers win this series with this version of Joel? What you got the other night, which, again, you know, upper 20s points, 8 rebounds. You know, you look at the box score and you're like, ah, he wasn't bad, and he wasn't bad. But again, he shot under 50%, 0 of 5 in the fourth quarter. And I know Hugh said it would have been cool if he dunked that. He's got to be smarter with his body.
You know, and that's what a lot of people said. But on the flip side of that, if he would have made that dunk and jogged down the court and the momentum would have shifted, nobody would have had a problem with it. It was just unfortunate, the timing of everything. But I do like the fact that the big fella tried to take over. He tried to take over. It's just unfortunate for him that he has a history of this, and that's what everybody saw. I mean, it's not lost on me that when people saw that and they saw him go down, there was a lot of people, a contingency of folks that were like, oh, here we go again, same old Joel. And they were upset, rightfully so. But to be in a moment like that, it's tough. It's tough to be hurt and to have something happen to your body and you get back in it and trust yourself. That's what I saw in the second half. He just didn't trust his body like he did in the first half.
But when is he going to trust it? Like, this series is going to slip away if they don't win tonight.
He has to get to that point, Joe. And I'm just glad that Coach said he was doing okay and that, you know, he's going to play tonight. He just has to play where he has to just let go and just play free. He's not there yet. He's not.
Well, if he doesn't get there tonight or by Thursday, it's over. 2 of 11 in the second half. Let's hear Nick Nurse after the game talking about Joel and where he's at physically.
Pretty good, I think. I'm going to ask him how he's feeling. He said, pretty good.
Pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty good, I think.
I mean, but that is tough. It's tough being being with a player with his skill set that maybe, and I'm speculating here because I don't know Joel Embiid, maybe not that mentally tough. Mentally, like, maybe, you know, you could tell somebody that they're going to be fine, but they don't believe you. Maybe he's there, and he just has to trust his body. And I don't think right now he really trusts it.
I agree with you. I mean, he didn't jump in the fourth quarter. Now, was that because he's hurting and it's in pain, or he's just nervous
Man,
to do it?
Yeah, he was probably nervous.
Well, but this is the NBA playoffs.
Like, I hear you, Joe. I'm not arguing that point.
If he can't go like he's supposed to go, then don't play. Like, we can't do this. It's either play and then play. If the doctors cleared him, I would hope, and I know I'm talking about the Sixers doctors here, that he's okay, right? There's no limitations on his ability to do what is asked in a basketball game. In the fourth quarter, he looked like a player that was afraid to get hurt.
Yeah. No doubt.
Well, then he can't be on the court. Then he's not ready. I mean, like, we can't have it both ways. I'm just telling you, they're not going to win this series if the Joel that played Saturday plays again.
He has to get past that mental hurdle.
I hope he does. But I'm if he doesn't, I don't believe they win the series. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Lisa Salters here about Embiid and what Hugh's saying here. Trusting is the – this is Lisa Salters during the broadcast Saturday night.
I want to share something that Joel said to me on Wednesday before that game with the Heat. He told me that he was still trying to get back to trusting his surgically repaired left knee, that he was freaked out when he tweaked it 8 days ago against Orlando. Said he's got to realize that when something like that happens, and it will, like it did tonight, that he's going to feel something in the knee. And he says it's okay, the knee is fine, but he said he's still convincing himself that he can fully trust himself on the floor, and that's where the mental part of it comes in.
Look, I appreciate that he's trying. He came back. He didn't have to. I mean, there were a lot
of people.
Yeah, we talked about it in March, right? Should he just shut it down? Like, I appreciate that. He wants to be part of this. He's pushing through. I'm sure he's not physically right. Like, we all see this with our eyes. I do think he – is he mentally tough? Sometimes I wonder. Physically tough, he is. I mean, he really is. He's played through a lot of stuff over the years. I don't question his physical toughness, but they need more out of him. Kyle, what are you thinking on this? With the Sixers down 0-1 going into tonight.
You know what? I feel all right just because I don't think the Knicks are that good.
I agree with that.
Like, I think that might have been the Knicks' best shot that we saw Saturday night. And
it was, playing in the Garden, all that.
Yeah, like, and the role players were playing well above their heads. Now, granted, Jalen Brunson was not playing up to what he can play, but I think the Sixers might just have a good plan for defending Jalen Brunson. Here's what I'll say. If Tyrese Maxey, which I think he will, I think that was the start of Tyrese Maxey becoming the guy to start taking over games, especially given the uncertainty around Joel Embiid's injury. I think Tyrese Maxey is going to take over, be the number one guy, and we're going to handle the Knicks. I think we'll be able to do this in six. I'm not too worried about the Knicks doing exactly what they did against Saturday night. But really, here's one thing that I do not want to hear from anybody. Not you, Joe. Not any of the callers. The dunk that Joel Embiid made was not silly. It was not ridiculous. It was not ill-advised. It wasn't diving for a loose ball out of bounds. You want Joel Embiid to not be scared, right? To trust himself. That was him doing that. That was him playing hard out there while he had an injury. Like, that's talking out of both sides of your mouth.
No, I disagree. Because
you don't want Joel Embiid to be timid. Well, that was Joel Embiid not being timid.
No, it's the same thing to me as a couple years ago when Jalen came back from the shoulder in the playoffs. We didn't want him at that point to run into two linebackers. We need you on the field.
That's not running into two linebackers. That was making a big play to spark the team.
That was him trying to take over.
Come on. This is not the dunk contest. This is an NBA playoff
game. No. Exactly. It's an NBA playoff game.
Tell me the last,
playing hard.
Last time you saw an NBA superstar do that in a playoff game.
It's
silly.
Well, no, it's not silly.
It
it's Joel Embiid being the best player on the floor, taking over
the
game.
Best player
making
on
a huge play to spark the game.
Joe,
if he didn't go down on his knee, we'd all be sitting here talking about that was one of the coolest, most badass plays that we'd seen in the playoffs.
Put it on a poster, really, guys. That's not the way I think basketball is won in the playoffs.
Come on.
No, it's not. It's not one of the cool
plays. That was Joel Embiid being physical in the paint. He threw up a ball to himself off the glass and slammed it. That was him going hard. That was a good play by Joel Embiid.
It's a ridiculous play.
No, it's not.
Okay, so the idea of that's not physical basketball, Kyle.
Yes,
that is a highlight. No,
yes, it is.
Physical
basketball. Four people on a poster in the paint.
Cool, and they got hurt. Physical basketball is putting your shoulder into Mitchell Robinson and getting an and one on a jump
shot. Do you want him to play hard and trust his knee, or do you want him to be timid, backing off, sitting by the three, both sides of your mouth?
No, it's not both sides of my mouth.
Can't rip that dunk. It wasn't diving out of bounds for a loose
ball. Winning basketball is not going 0-for-5 in the fourth quarter.
Winning basketball is playing hard in the paint.
It was silly. Like, I didn't plan to kill him about it today. You guys got upset at me for it. It's silly.
Yeah, but I heard a lot of people killing him over it this weekend. That's ridiculous to slam
him. No, I'm not mad at him. It is silly.
It's not immature basketball. He's scoring the ball.
Dude, listen.
You want him to be the best player on the court or not?
Kyle, time out. Let's talk to the callers. 215-592-9494. It is silly, immature. That's my opinion. You could have yours. Yes, you could have his. The callers could have theirs.
Edict. No more.
No, guess what? I'm going to say it as many times as I want today. It is silly, immature basketball. Guys, this is Joel Embiid. Don't you guys see this? He's on the ground writhing in pain because he tried to get a cool dunk in the second quarter. No, he needs
to. He wasn't withering. He was just kind of laying there.
Yeah, whatever he was. He was in pain. I don't need that. I need him to be on the court at his best for four quarters. And if that means don't go up for big dunks in the second quarter, I'm totally cool with that. He's one of the best free throw shooters there's ever been as a big man. He doesn't need to dunk the ball to get 2 points in the paint. He could lay it in, or he could get fouled, which he's as good at getting fouled as anyone in pro basketball.
Both 215, sides of our mouth.
2-1. No, it's not. I can't have him do that and then not be himself in the fourth quarter. That's my point. It's not both sides of my mouth. It's the reality of it. You guys, if you want windmill dunks tonight, go for it. Hope everyone's happy when he's hobbling around the fourth quarter. It's just silly. 215-592-9494. He is the best player in this series. He should be the best player. But I need him to be able to do that for four quarters. Otherwise, they're not going to win. Let's go to the phone lines here. Let's talk to Mike, who's up. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
What's up, Mike?
Man? Hey, listen, I've been telling you guys for 6 or 7 years, you're not going to go anywhere with Joel Embiid. Here's why I think this is. First of all, he's too timid in the paint. He's a guy that's built to like old school basketball. If he stays in the paint, you guys got a better chance of getting rebounds, getting fast breaks. He wants to play point guard or forward, and he gets hurt, and then he lays out there on the ground like some baby. I remember in 1988 when Isaiah Thomas hurt his ankle and came back out and got 25 straight points. I mean, Joel Embiid do not have that type of endurance or anything in his body to give him courage to do things like that. He don't have that. And you guys give him an excuse all the time that he gets hurt. He's scared to get hurt. This is the playoff. You're supposed to give your all in this playoff game. You're supposed to be on the ground crying because you tweaked your knee.
What do you got, Hugh?
Listen, I hear what you're saying, and I know he's been through this before, but, man, to be that big, and this is not an excuse, this is a fact, to be that big and not trust your body, that's not a comfortable place to be. He's just not there yet. I think he's healthy.
He's
healthy enough.
So, Mike, we preached the call. This is what I get frustrated about. Like, Kyle says, I'm talking about both sides of my mouth. He is. If he doesn't trust his body, we're not throwing the ball off the backboard for dunks. Like, you can't have it both ways.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, Joe, but at that point, I feel like, and I'm speculating about what he was thinking, he's trying to get momentum back, and he's trying to take over. He's wrestling with trying to be confident in his body. And unfortunately for him, it didn't work out
just
that way.
Just score 2 points. Like, we don't need that.
It didn't work out that way. It would have been a phenomenal play if he wouldn't have failed out. Like, it really, really
would. What frustrates me about it is, if you tell Lisa Salters, you tell ESPN, I'm only feeling 70-80%, then that's an unnecessary risk where you might come down and feel the scar tissue. You might come down. Like, it bothers you.
Well, that's
like,
him playing through it, trusting his body.
You know what the unfortunate thing about that whole thing was? If Joel Embiid makes that play and he's fine, we probably win that game. Like, to be totally honest.
Well, if he feels fine, sure.
Because it's a confidence builder. That's basically what he was trying to do, Joe. He felt good. He went up for the dunk. It was a play that would have changed the momentum, and he unfortunately hurt himself.
Yeah, I think it did
change the momentum.
It was just the way I view it was unnecessary. Like, just it didn't need to do it in that point. And the bottom line is, whatever he did, whether that was the impetus or just whatever, all the minutes he played, he didn't play his best in the fourth quarter, and that's what they need. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Sixers Knicks tonight. I think it's a must-win. I truly think they need to win this game tonight in order to win the series. I know teams have come back from 0-2. I know they come back here. I think they got to get this one tonight to win the series. We'll see how Joel looks, but can they win this series with this version of Joel? I don't think they can. Hugh feels they can. I just feel he's got to be better. I mean, 8 rebounds in 37 minutes, under 50% shooting, that's not an MVP, and we know he can play way better than that. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy playoff Monday, fellas.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, I got to get right to this, NBA thing in just 1 second, because first let me address a little bit of Phil's stuff here. To Rojas, you got to be super excited about this kid and what he is doing out there. I want to just highlight defense real quick here, and then we're going to get the NBA playoffs. With his defense, what he does with his elite speed, not only does he catch balls that normally would drop in for hits. Everybody talks about that, and that's what he does. He makes these catches. But, guys, he also cuts balls off that don't get into the gap, and he constantly limits guys to singles, mm-hmm. which is a huge, huge difference. And he also gets the balls and stops guys from tagging up from second and third and going there with one out, because he gets there so quick, gets in position, he's got a bazooka of an arm. So the defensive side of it, I think, is missed a lot. And it's definitely something that I see almost every single game. I'm like, man, that's why that guy's out there in center field.
He's
now,
Chris, before you go on with your basketball point, he's brilliant out there. I mean, I usually reserve like strong judgment and like he's great or what until I see it for a long time. He's a brilliant defensive player. He's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let's go. Let's talk NBA. Joe? Julio.
Chris from Middletown. What do you got?
Shut up. All right? I'm not listening to your mouth today. All right?
You know what? Shut up.
You know what? You ready? Here's about what's going to happen. We're getting ready to roll in town tonight. Joel Embiid is ready. He knows. It's time. He's going to rise up. He's going to push through this thing. He's going to show you. He's going to show everybody.
He's going to fall out. These Knicks are not that good. It's time for us to play our game. We played all year to get to this point. We're not going to be laid out. We're not going to let everybody doubt us. It's time for us to show the men are here. We are who we are, and we're here to dominate. Enough's enough. We need respect. I'm tired of people doubting this town. I'm tired of people doubting our team. I'm tired of it all. It's time to fight. The dogs are back in the corner, and we're coming out fighting. We're playing tonight. We're going to play on. We're walking out with a win. One, two, six, seven.
Ah, there it is. I heard it. I heard it all. Chris from Middletown. Pumping us all up. All right, 215-592-9494. We're right back to the phone lines here. Can the Sixers win this series with this version of Joel Embiid? We'll let you hear what ESPN said with him regarding his health before the game on Saturday. And the two guys besides Embiid, we need to step up and more. And one guy we need to see a lot less of. Plus, an injury update for tonight. Kind of an out-of-nowhere injury update for tonight. We'll get to that as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.